Welcome, welcome to the best 5-minute podcast with Forrest Kelly.
Being a broadcaster my whole life, I have to consciously tone down my personality and my voice a little bit when I'm in a group setting. Just because I don't want to come across as a know-it-all or loud. Being a woman in the face of a business, is that something that you consciously have to take note of, in that maybe being a softer personality, that you've got to step up and be bold and make sure that you're heard in the business community?
Yeah, I think a lot has to do with your personality. Jamie is very dominant, a little bit more masculine of a personality. People take her very seriously when she walks somewhere. I'm very much accommodating, and I try to be light and I try to make sure everything's okay. So when I want to be taken seriously, I have a harder time with it, which is unfortunate.
Yeah.
So when I knew when I had to go to the city, because the city had to approve it and then send it through city council to approve the concept to go downtown, I knew I had to come overly prepared. So I had numbers worked up for 5 years. I had individual proposals for them. I had marketing plans, on my SOPs, SWOT analysis. I mean, I above and beyond did what I needed to do because of that, just so they would look at me and know that this wasn't a frivolous idea. I took a lot of time. I know what I'm talking about. So yeah, it is sometimes a little exhausting to go that route, but
yeah.
It's just part of the course. And I kind of knew that when I came in here. And, you know, we are in South Carolina. It is a southern town.
Oh, yeah, that's
small
right.
Town. Yeah. And so it is a little different. But we have a woman mayor. She's been fantastic, super supportive. And we have a lot of women business owners within the city. So it's getting there. We're getting there.
You talk with Jamie and she likes your proposal and you do this. So that starts on day one. How long was it before you got the property? And let's go over all of the things that it took to get the business open.
Yeah, it was kind of a process. So I had been looking for a space for a while and ended up settling on downtown. There were a couple other areas I looked at, but they either didn't make business sense or they weren't a good fit. When I found the property on 9th Avenue in downtown, the city had purchased a lot of properties to revitalize. So they'd use tax credits to uplift the buildings, and we were getting vanilla shells down there. So for me, that was ideal. I could come up with my own floor plan. I could design it from nothing to fully what I needed. And the creative in me loved that whole process. But I had seen the space online, I believe in November of 22. We saw it in person in January of 23. We started the lease process and didn't get that finished until August of 23. And then started construction in September of 23, finished construction in March of 24. And then opened in April of 24. So it was a long process.
That's what it takes, because you are the only upscale wine bar and craft cocktail destination. Looking back at it now, when you're standing out on the sidewalk and looking at the establishment and things, are you pretty amazed?
I have to remind myself to be amazed. I think I always see what still needs to happen.
Yeah.
Things the way that I would like them to be. I'm very much a perfectionist in that sense, which I'm learning to be a little less and delegate a little bit more. That has been a little bit hard. But I do remind myself that this was a vanilla shell and this was a piece of paper and a dream, and to take a minute and take it in and appreciate how far I've come. Somebody who didn't know what they were doing. I didn't have, you know, massive family money or, you know, a family that did this prior. So to do it from nothing to where it is, and we're still here a year later, I have to remind myself to be grateful that it's still there.
Do you remember the first time that after you got all of this together and you started to get a little momentum, was there a rocky moment where your arms were above your head, or whether it was with a crowd or by yourself somewhere, where you were just like, yes, oh my gosh, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, I think when they started the build out, like when I started seeing the walls come together, when I started seeing the bar get, you know, get installed, things like that was pretty cool. But there were definitely times that I was completely overwhelmed too. Like, I'll never, it's like burned in my brain when I first got my wine delivery, because I'd been tasting with distributors for months. And they all delivered within a few days. And so my wine list has over 100 bottles on it.
Wow.
And then our by the glass list is 20 to 25. So when they all got delivered, I remember sitting in the hallway and feeling very overwhelmed and getting post-it notes and trying to organize them, just putting post-it notes on the wall and organizing wines along the hallway and trying to figure out how I was going to organize this massive amount of wine for the first time. So I remember that. That'll probably always be burned in my brain.
You were by yourself?
Because I think I sat in the middle. Yeah, and I sat in the middle of it, like with a glass of wine, like, okay, here we go.
Yeah, it's a little more than just a, you know, a bar, like a bar rescue episode where you come back after commercial and it's like, oh, look at this new bar. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So we've that got, requires a team.
Yeah, exactly. More than one person.
More than one person.
Let's just take it from the customer coming into the only upscale wine bar, the tasting room on 9th, which you guys call a TTR. Mm-hmm. So they come in, they've got their date, they're dressed very nice. What are they going to do? Let's walk us through what they, when they come in, sit down, and all the options that they have.
Sure, yeah. So it's the best 5 minute wine podcast.
Don't forget my favorite part.
Oh, please. Please like and follow.
And you can like and follow us on our social media and join in our collaborations, just like our website, thebestwinepodcast.com, on Insta, X, you know where, The Best Wine Pod. The Best Wine Pod.